Australian authorities crack down on illegal fishing. The Australian Border Force has been actively enforcing its maritime laws and recently intercepted two foreign vessels suspected of illegal fishing near Trochu's Island. This operation is part of a larger effort to deter, detect and disrupt illegal foreign fishing across northern Queensland and the Torres Strait. The operation has already seen significant success, with seven illegal foreign fishing vessels intercepted in the first 30 days alone. Operation BROADSTAFF, launched in February 2026, brings together multiple agencies to tackle this issue. The operation's focus on intelligence gathering and community engagement is crucial in identifying and disrupting these activities. By working closely with local fishers and residents, the authorities can build trust and gather valuable information about suspicious maritime activity. On Saturday, March 7, an Australian Border Force fixed-wing aircraft spotted two vessels fishing in Australia's waters. A rapid response was triggered, and ABF deployed a fast response boat and patrol boat to intercept the vessels. The crews were subsequently boarded by ABF officers who found significant amounts of salt used for preservation and fishing equipment. The total amount of salt recovered from the vessels is substantial, with 1,650 kilograms identified. This highlights the scale of the problem and the need for continued vigilance from authorities. The seized salt can be seen as a tangible example of the impact of these operations on the illicit trade. The crews of the intercepted vessels were taken to Darwin for further investigation, while the vessels themselves will be safely disposed of at sea in accordance with Australian law. This approach ensures that any evidence is preserved and that the vessels do not pose a threat to maritime safety or the environment. Local knowledge remains essential in the Torres Strait, where community members provide vital eyes and ears across their sea country. The Australian Border Force is engaging with local fishers and residents to strengthen two-way communication and shared awareness of suspicious maritime activity. This collaborative approach is critical in identifying and disrupting illegal fishing operations. In the first 30 days of Operation BROADSTAFF, the ABF has intercepted seven vessels suspected of illegal fishing. Additionally, over 1.9 tons of sea cucumber and 3.5 tons of salt have been seized. These numbers demonstrate the effectiveness of the operation in targeting this illicit trade. The total number of foreign fishing vessels intercepted since the beginning of 2026 stands at 18. This highlights the ongoing effort to combat illegal fishing in northern Queensland and the Torres Strait. The Australian Border Force's commitment to enforcing maritime laws is crucial in protecting Australia's marine resources. As the operation continues, it is clear that a combination of intelligence gathering, community engagement, and enforcement is necessary to effectively tackle this issue. The success of Operation BROADSTAFF will depend on continued cooperation between authorities and local stakeholders.